When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Barney Shinkirk and Sharky here. It is game 7 tonight in Saskatoon. Text messages are rolling in. People heading up there to the game. Get there early, obviously. Not to state the obvious, but you want to be there when the puck is dropped. I wonder if they're bringing in anyone fancy for the anthem.
You never know.
Hey?
You never know.
Yeah. Sask me the Northern Pikes out of retirement singing the anthem.
Sheepdogs doing the anthem.
Widemouth Mason. There's a, you know who a guy that might have a few in his pocket who could do the anthem tonight in Saskatoon. From Lanigan, Saskatchewan, he is the WHL insider. He's the host of the WHL radio show and the voice of the Kamloops Blazers, John Keane. John, who should maybe sing the anthem tonight in Saskatoon?
I was just running down like the telemiracle rundown to see if they could, you know, like tap into somebody real quick.
Brad Johnner?
Yeah. Start with 10 more miles and then get into O Canada.
Maybe a little cabaret at the Flexi Coil building after whatever it's called nowadays. It's going to be off the hook. As a play-by-play guy, and I know you've called a lot of big games, and they're expecting, you know, 14,000. Looks like there's about 900 seats left right now. Atmosphere as like that as a play-by-play guy, obviously you're feeding off it.
Yeah, and you know what? You have to be really careful not to, like, kind of, like, shoot your shot in the first period sometimes, too, right? Like, it is, there's a lot of emotion. Like, I think back, like, you know, I did a, you know, Memorial Cup games and a Western Conference game 7 2 years ago, a game 6 last year, and you have to really, I mean, as much as the crowd gives you energy and you can really portray that on the broadcast, like, you have to be careful, like, especially in a long game. Like last night, we saw double overtime in Prince George, but you don't, like, you know, peter out after the first period and keep that energy level the entire game.
That's a great point, and the energy in that building is going to be something special tonight, not only for the play-by-play guys, but for the players, the fans, everybody. Your thoughts. Do you have a pick tonight? Do you have a score? Do you have a winner? We've got ours here. We'd like to hear what you got in mind, John.
Oh, good. Well, I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say. You know what? I mean, it is so close to call. Like, this series tonight is a chance to break a record for, you know, most overtime games in a series. Right now they're tied with Seattle and Kelowna 2013. That went 7 games. 5 of those 7 were in overtime. So, I mean, to call this, I'll have to say this, you know, Fraser Minton, our captain here, but, you know, now an alternate captain in Saskatoon, just seems so dialed in that I think, you know, he already has 2 overtime winners in this series. He will play a factor tonight for sure. The one thing for Moose Jaw, we've seen it, if they go down like they did in game 5, or game 6, sorry, they have the ability to come back and, you know, 2 goals down, 3 goals down. So never count the Warriors out. I'm going to say Moose Jaw finds a way tonight on the road and shocks everybody there in the 12,000-13,000 in the building. And it's a big game from a guy we haven't heard yet much in this series. Matt Savoy, I think, is prime time, and I think he could be in for a big one tonight.
I got your back on this. I'm with you on the Warriors tonight, and that's exactly who I was picking as well, as Savoy is going to rise to the occasion.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great mind.
I'm leaning towards, as Lester Lazarus calls him, the Bridge City Bunch. I'm thinking a big game from Easton Armstrong. Yeah. And I think that Sidorov's an easy pick, but Wong, as a, you know, that guy is so special to watch. I'm looking forward actually to getting him on the show at some point. Just his stature. He's not the biggest guy.
Nope.
Watched him last year and just how good he was. And then this year. And, you know, obviously probably, I don't know, I don't want to say not going to get the NHL look that his heart should deserve. But, yeah, in this series, John, the goaltending. Too. Obviously, when you get to a final, that's usually the case. But it's both goaltenders. Did that surprise you at all? Or, you know, knowing the league so well, did you think that Gardner and Unger were going to play to this level?
Well, let's keep in mind, Unger tonight, you know, Connor Unger goes in where he was pulled in that building last time he was in there, right? Like 4-0 down, he's out. And then Fortin comes in and allows his team to battle back and get that game to overtime. But there hasn't been, like we're seeing in the NHL, guys, we're not seeing a lot of quality opportunities. Like, these aren't games that are high value, or I should say, you know, high impact games. Like, we're seeing not a lot of great chances. Like, you watch Dallas Vegas the other night, or you watch you know, Canucks National. There's not a lot of, you know, high event opportunity, but. I mean, it's going to be a big night for Connor Unger to respond. And we're going to watch. I'm going to watch how both goaltenders handle the puck, their first handles with their glove and with their stick, just to kind of see where they're at. Like, let's keep in mind, these guys are kids, and we're on a big stage tonight. I mean, we're talking about it. You know, all media across the province is talking about it. And how are they going to respond? Sometimes you can tell early on, you know, how a glove save is made, how it's handled. To see if these guys are up for it. I'm nervous just thinking about it, right? And my biggest game might have been like a regular season Lanigan Pirate game back in 1996. And just these guys going back to it, I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how these goaltenders handle the moment.
Lanigan Leroy game 3, Provincial D Pee Wee. No, just kidding. Ed, do you see... From coaching staffs, both sides, do you see a slight edge anywhere there? Or I think what Moose Jaw's done coaching-wise has been stellar to shut down as much as
they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I really want to credit Saskatoon and say maybe they had the edge here with Brennan Saunie just based on their pedigree. Let's not forget what happened to Saskatoon last year. Like, they were... You know, they went to a game 7 against Connor Bedard on home ice and found a way to, you know, win that. They reverse swept Moose Red Deer last year down 3-0 and found a way to get that to a game 7 and win. So there is the track record that the Blades have. They can hang their hat on that a little bit. Both these coaches have done a great job. Like, you know, Mark O'Leary has got coaching pedigree. His dad is a former coach, the Ontario Hockey League and pro. Both these staffs are wired up for it. I mean, I don't know if there's an edge, but the fact that Saskatoon has done it, been there before last year, has to be a factor for sure.
Okay, let's go to last night in Prince George. Portland had to roll up the buses 15 hours back to PG, and they pull out a 2-1 second OT or second overtime win. What do you know about that series? How banged up are these teams, John?
Yeah, well, I know that Portland advanced, and if they didn't, you know, if they didn't win last night, if they wouldn't have won that game, I don't think there was a shot they were going to win game 7 tonight. Just based on they were down to 3.5 defensemen for basically mid third period to double overtime. So that was an important big goal. They lost one of their 20-year-old forwards in Jack O'Brien. You know, they started the game without their most, you know, their most experienced and offensive defenseman, Luca Cagnoni, who led the entire league in defensive scoring. And he wasn't, I didn't see him on the ice after the game, so that lets me to believe he didn't need to make the trip up north, that he wasn't an option if there was a game 7 tonight.
Wow.
So I'd say... Yeah, 4 or 5 regulars here out for Portland. And the fact that they won last night was huge because, again, I don't think they had the horses to do it again. They were on their heels, I thought, third period and most overtime. You know, found a way. So that's why tonight's Game 7 here, Moose Jaw, Saskatoon, this might be the biggest bump in the road tonight on your way to a Chinook Cup. That's something you have to think about.
You know what? If that's the case, whoever wins this game tonight, game 7, obviously put themselves in a really good spot to capture the championship. But again, if if Portland found a way with 3.5 defensemen, as you say, they're going to tape some bodies together. They're going to put some band-aids on, and they're going to figure it out.
Wow.
But they can't go 6 or 7 then.
Remember when Ethan Bear rolled into here with Seattle and he had played with a cast?
Yeah.
Against the Regina Pats.
And was still the best defenseman on the ice.
And Seattle won. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otten Brayton and him. Yeah. They played so much. That is good insight, Keener. Like, there is no way you can play three defensemen against these two teams that are playing tonight in Saskatoon.
Nope, not a chance.
Yeah. Not a chance.
I mean, they did have, you know, one of those full cagers available, you know, one of those call-ups that was probably a little bit of fish out of water in that game. You didn't see, he might have saw a couple of shifts and then he was shut down, you know, somewhere late first, second period.
So, that's a tough assignment for any
for
kid.
A 16-year-old?
Oh.
Hey, kid, we're going to game 6 tonight in Prince George. Get your mom to drive you up.
I remember, I think it was the Eastern Conference Final, Moose Jaw and Edmonton Oil Kings years ago, and Moose Jaw brought up Braden Point. And he played, and he was 15. His jersey looked like when you're a kid and you get to meet like your favorite player and you're standing beside him and your jersey's down to your knees. I'm serious. That's what it looked like. But he was so good. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This kid's 15. It's packed. It was the new rink already.
Yeah. He looked like he belongs.
That's a tough spot. Yeah. All right, Keener. I know you're probably working on the swing right now or picking peaches in the backyard there. So I know it's a busy life. And let's see how this shakes down. And then join us again here as we get ready for whatever team takes on Portland for the Ed Chenoweth Cup.
You bet, guys. And it's just great. You know, junior hockey's in a really good state right now. You see the whole province tuned into what's going on tonight, and that's great to see. You know, seems like there's always somebody trying to tear down junior hockey, but, you know, we're diehards, and it seems to be in a great spot right now. And I'm going to head on home and, you know, dial it up and watch Game 7 tonight. It should be awesome.
Right on. Talk to you later, kid. That's John Keene, WHL Insider. He is the host of the WHL Radio Show. Nice show. You can find it on the WHL website. And he's also the play-by-play voice of the Kamloops Blazers from Lanigan, Saskatchewan. So he knows, like he said, like Sasky.
He knows what it's all about.
This is big time. If you're anywhere near Saskatoon, I just actually looked it up, Ticketmaster, about, $32 to get in. I'm saying that's under 900 now, under 900 seats. I'm speculating.
Are you down to counting the blue dots? No, not yet.
Not close. Maybe after the break. You are listening to the all new Sports Cage on the home of sports in Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.